Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Schacht. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sid Schacht. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Philly reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Zerniel moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Zerniel moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Massey reaches third base with a triple. Zerniel scores. Majeski scores. Goldsberry goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dick Starr now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 White Sox. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lawler moves to third. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft takes first base on ball four. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Zerniel moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. Upton hits a line drive into center field. Busby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Busby. Lenhart goes all the way around to score. Upton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2 White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive to right field. Philly throws towards Michaels. Michaels fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Michaels. Upton scores. Coleman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cuttles Marshall now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Massey is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumpert takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft fields the ball and throws to Marshall covering. Safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Gumpert moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Fine now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Fine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fine moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Busby chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Carrasquel. Carrasquel fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Carrasquel. Fine scores. Upton goes all the way around to score. Coleman moves all the way to home. It's White Sox 6, Browns 6. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Judson now pitching. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokoes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first, with Judson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton misplays the ball. That's an error on Upton. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Arft hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Browns. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Fine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fine hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Kokoes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Upton hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 3 in the game. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Judson covering, for the out. 1 out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 3 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Howie Judson. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ostrowski pinch hits for Jim Busby. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Tom Farrick now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Ostrowski moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 4 in the game. Michaels bunts towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker scores. Ostrowski moves to third. Philly moves to second. 1 out. It's 8-7, Browns. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Ostrowski scores. Philly moves to third. Majeski moves to second. It's White Sox, 8, Browns, 8. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. Majeski scores. Goldsberry moves to second. It's 10-8, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kane now pitching. Johnny Ostrowski now playing right field. Dave Philly now playing center field. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Upton hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski bunts towards the right side of the infield. Friend misplays the ball. That's an error on Friend. Kane moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Philly bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kane moves to third. Ostrowski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Kane scores. Philly moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-8, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-8, White Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrick, and towards Upton, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 4 in the game. Cocos takes first base on ball four. Kenwood pinch hits for Hank Arvt. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Lenhart strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.